During the Switch, Pivot, or Quit chat, we talk to women that have successfully navigated through some of the plot twist years of life and are eager to share their stories and what they've learned in the hopes of inspiring, teaching, or making even the slightest impact by candidly owning their truth. Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. So on this episode, I'm excited to chat with my fellow podcaster, Maria I. Melendez of Embrace Her Legacy. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I love that intro.
Yay! I'm excited too. And if you don't know about Maria, you can check out the Embrace Her Legacy website at embraceherlegacy.com. And Maria is described as the midwife to your legacy. She's a social entrepreneur, motivational speaker, author, executive producer, and women's leadership advocate. After facing her own fears, she resigned from a high-profile marketing career at Warner Music Group to launch Embrace Her Legacy so she could live in her purpose and empower others to live life with purpose, give birth to their dreams, and define their legacy. Maria has been a stellar example of living a purpose-filled and legacy-driven life that inspires others. She's created impactful programs and initiatives like the Made to Succeed Academy, as well as Day of the Girl Summit, in addition to authoring the self-help book, Take the Limits Off Your Legacy, A Woman's Guide to Unlock Purpose and Vision. So we are ready to chat with Maria about all these great things that she has going on with legacy and purpose and everything else. So welcome her to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited, Ayana. It's such an amazing thing what happens when two women just like get together, you know, and it's not that spirit of competition. It's all love. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. And if you are thinking that, for some reason I'm familiar with Maria, it could be because we featured her before on our Her Style feature. So if you want to head back to lifeaccordinghere.com and refresh your memory or check that out, if it's the first time, definitely feel free to do so because she's always dropping gems and offering great knowledge. So the first thing that I want to do, Maria, is have you tell us a bit more about your current career in the empowerment space with Embrace Her Legacy and what the mission for Embrace Her Legacy is.
Well, currently what Embrace Her Legacy does is I like to consider myself along with a midwife to your legacy. I feel like I'm your goals girlfriend. Like I feel like I'm the girlfriend that you talk to when you need to set some goals. You might need a little spanking because I'm going to tell you the truth. Keep it real. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you, but I'm going to motivate you and I'm going to empower you and I'm going to help you birth the dreams that are already inside of you. That's where that role as a midwife comes in. I feel like part of my purpose, you know, is to help other women and girls and people in general, you know, men too. I would never knock a man, you know, if he came knocking, but to really help women and girls birth the dreams that have already been placed inside of you. So now what Embrace Her Legacy does, Embrace Her Legacy is pretty much a personal development, faith-building, and dream-birthing school for fabulous and faith-filled millennial women. And what I do is I offer different workshops, different courses, different programs that all fall under that umbrella of personal development, dream birthing, and faith building so that women can essentially achieve a purpose-driven legacy. And that's the mission behind Embrace the Legacy and what I've been doing, you know, pretty much for the last 5 years since I transitioned out of, you know, working at Warner Music Group.
Wow, 5 years, that's huge. It takes a long time to build sometimes. So the fact that you've been able to stay with your mission and your vision for 5 years is exceptional. So you transitioned from the music industry. Now, tell us how long you were working in the music industry and what type of work were you doing in marketing?
Okay, so it's a story, so I hope you got time.
Let's go.
It's a story. My music industry days actually started in high school, like around my teen years. I kind of knew very early on that I was going to be an entrepreneur, and I always tell people I was going to be the first female Puff. Like, in high school, I was really influenced by that. At that time, when I was in high school, there was that, you know, surge of hip-hop moguls. So we had the Puffies, we had the Russell Simmons, we had, you know, the Jay-Z's, and, you know, I'm like, wow, these guys look like me. They're from the same areas that I'm from. I can follow suit. And I love hip-hop and R&B. So when I got into college, you know, I actually, in my last year, going into my senior year, I actually ended up landing an internship at Atlantic Records, Warner Music Group. And I walked into that interview, like, you thought, you couldn't tell me that internship wasn't mine. Like, I was like,
that's awesome.
I remember having an interview with the president's assistant, and she was like, "Hi, why should I hire you?" I was like, "If you hire me, you won't regret it. I'm about to show up and show." I knew nothing about sending a fax, sending an email, but I knew I wanted the internship. So she hired me on the spot, and that was going into my senior year in college. So I'm interning, and months into the internship, I started excelling. I started doing really well, and it was because I wanted to work in the music industry. I was like, listen, I don't know what any of you other interns are doing, but I am about to get in here and get a job. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I learned about the law of attraction. So I just kept telling myself, Maria, you work here. This is yours. And then if anyone who's familiar with the entertainment industry, it's not like, it's really, the only way you get a job is like usually when someone's leaving. It's not like, okay, we're hiring. So the chances of me getting that job were like slim to none. But anyway, long story short, I actually ended up getting offered a job, and I lost my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm working. And the first day of me working as a paid employee of Warner Music Group was the day after my college graduation. So I walked down the aisle on May 18th and May 19th, I reported for work. So it was amazing.
Awesome timing.
Yes. Awesome timing, because I didn't even think that I would get offered a job, and that's a whole nother story in itself. So then I ended up working in the business, and, you know, I'm loving it. And I'm like, I have all these perks. I'm young. I'm like 22, 23 at the time. We're knee deep in a reception. So I'm just glad to have a job. And I have all these perks and I'm flying around the country. So, but after about a year or two, and I want to say a year, I kind of already felt that it wasn't for me. I was like, I don't know if this is all that I thought it was cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And another year, it got worse as the years went by. Mm. So in total, the last 2 years, especially the last year, was really tough on me because I had lost joy. I had lost peace. I had lost a sense of purpose, and I started acting out. You know, I started drinking heavy, you know, getting involved in things I had no business getting involved in, because wow. I knew I wasn't, your spirit knows when it's like, this is, you know, I wasn't aligned.
Yeah.
So then, about that last, I remember going into New Year's 2012, you know, I didn't even really have a relationship with God back then the way I do now. And I just remember praying and telling God, listen, I cannot do this another year. Like, please, like, I cannot keep getting up and going to work and feeling unfulfilled. I just felt like there was a world out there and I wasn't participating in it. I was just existing. I wasn't living. And, you know, a few months later, I had already started Embrace a Legacy as a result of the lack of women empowerment in the music business. So, you know, a few months later, I just, you know, decided to take a leap of faith. And, you know, I was like, listen, I'm going to go all in. I think I was going to do that. At that age, no, it was actually a 27th birthday gift to myself to resign and live on purpose. And it came out of a conversation with someone, a friend. And, you know, we all, this is why I tell people, you always need a friend that's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And she told me over dinner, it was a cold January night. And she was like, listen, Maria, you've been complaining about your job for over a year now. Are you going to do something about it? And I was like, okay.
So, if that's not a slap in the face, I don't know what is.
So, you know, all in our, so it was a total of about 5 years of me landing the internship, getting the job, and then resigning to do what I'm doing now. And that's kind of how, like, the story goes.
So you made the decision to quit, really? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Because
we talk a lot about, you know, whether you're going to switch, you're going to pivot, or you're going to quit. And after feeling unfulfilled, you know, you decided to quit. So tell us a bit, like, I know you sort of touched on it, but what was that mental process like for you, and how did you prepare to get yourself to that point to quit?
Well, I wasn't dumb, meaning that I always, even from the beginning of the first, when I got my, that was my first real job. And when I mean real job, it's like a job with benefits, a salary, you know, all those perks that come with, you know, quote unquote, a real job. You know, it's like, all right, that was my first time in a corporate. I have benefits, I'm getting paid. So when I started working, I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. So what I would do with every paycheck and any type of income, extra income that came in over the years, I would pay myself first. So so by the time 5 years in, I was sitting on a nice few stashes, you know? So it wasn't like I was just like, I made a lot of sacrifices. There are other things people were doing in their 20s that I chose not to do. I was like, I'm not paying $6,000 for a bag. I'm not going on that vacation. I always knew something inside of me always told me that I was going to transition. I just never knew when it was coming. So I was very financially savvy throughout the whole 5 years. So when the time came, I knew. And also, too, the music business is very fickle. You can have a job today and not have a job tomorrow. So I knew that I had to be financially secure, period. So I had money. I was in a space that I could quit. I was in a space that I could quit and live without an income for a year and a half. Like, that's how good I was doing. So that was one thing. I was smart, you know, with how I spent my money and how I saved and how I invested my money. The next thing on that, too, was also, you know, like, it was about my purpose, my legacy, and my faith. I knew that at that point, I knew that my life wasn't my own, and I kind of felt like God was calling me out to do something greater. So that's where a journey of faith and trusting, you know, my God to take care of me, because it was a very intimate situation one night where I'm praying. I'm like, God, I kind of knew that I was being led out to do this. I kind of always felt that this was, my life was going to go in this direction. I just felt like I wasn't ready. But again, I always knew that I wanted to live my life in purpose. And I was willing to make the sacrifices to go through a period of kind of like the unknown or quote unquote discomfort to essentially live the life that I want to live later down the line. And I can say I fulfilled my purpose. I fulfilled my assignment. So it was one practical. There was a practical side to it. You know, I was doing very well financially, so I could afford to do it. And two, there was also a faith purpose-driven side to it that was like, I have to fulfill my life assignment, and I'm not going to be doing this in this cubicle.
Right. That makes sense. I like that you really broke it down from the practical side to a purpose side, because a lot of times people get clouded by the vision of the purpose and the practical side falls by the wayside, and then they don't know what to do, and you're scrambling trying to figure it out. So at this point, you've now been doing Embrace Her Legacy for 5 years, and out of the programs, because you can tell that what brought you to the point to do, to create this platform with Embrace Her Legacy was, it was purpose and it was deeper for you and you had thought about it and it wasn't something that just came overnight. So out of the programs and initiatives that you've created thus far, which would you say is closest to your heart? Like, which one are you most proud of?
Oh my gosh, my Embrace Her, well, you said it's the Made to Succeed Academy. I switched the name over to the Embrace Her Legacy Academy, but that by far is like, that is like my pride. That and the Day of the Girl Summit is like, everything has a different story behind it. But like, mm-hmm. the Embrace Her Legacy Academy, Day of the Girl Summit, like, mm-hmm. they all kind of like meshed, because out of the Day of the Girl Summit and out of the Day of the Girl conferences came the Made to Succeed Academy. But now, you know, to have that impact with these girls, I never knew that I was going to be able to influence high school girls. And a lot of my girls are not, they don't look like me. And I say that because I struggled. One, I really had a kind of like an inferiority complex that was fueled in college because I would be the only woman of color. And I experienced a lot of, I went from everybody looking like me to getting on a campus where I'm the only one in a classroom of like 300. And I dealt with so much, like, oh my gosh, am I good enough? And mm-hmm. now here I am years later where I get to work with girls who essentially, most of my girls they come from old places in the world, the Middle East and all these places. And they take what I say like it's gold, you know, yeah. to be able to, and I say that because sometimes the very place that you were like, you feel insecure in, the very place that you feel like, how am I going to connect with people? I'm like, I'm this black girl, you know, with blonde hair, who's loud, who's sassy. Like, you know, how am I going to connect with a girl who grew up in, you know, Sri Lanka? I always felt like, how am I going to do that? And I always had a vision to be like this worldwide, you know, speaker. Like, I always wanted to connect with people from all different cultures and all different parts of the world, and I never felt good enough. Mm. So now when I have my Embrace the Legacy Academy and I have my Day of the Girl Summit, when I have a group of girls in front of me who come from literally all parts of the world, all parts of Asia, all parts of the Middle East, girls from China, girls, you know, girls from Vietnam, girls from Sri Lanka, girls from Bangladesh, girls from, you know, Nigeria, and they're all like into it, and they're like, Maria, you know, to kind of be that beacon of light, to be that beacon of hope for these girls who come from countries where women are really ostracized. That right there, to know that my words are helping these girls, you know, mm-hmm. transition into like the American culture and navigate through that. That's yeah. like a, that's priceless. That feeling right there is priceless, to know that, you know, my imprint is on kind of like the next generation. So that's probably the proudest is working with the younger girls, working with the high school girls. So my high school programs are probably like, those are near and dear to my heart.
That makes sense. It makes sense. It's the future. And you can see how, you know, what it felt like to be that age and to go through some of the things that, it doesn't matter where you come from, what race, color, mm-hmm. or creed you are, you know that there's still some similarities in development and growth and the things that we go through and sort of coming of age. So how would you describe your life right now in one word?
Ooh, that's a good one. How would I describe my life?
Because I know I can feel the passion behind mm-hmm. everything that you speak about with your programs. And I'm sure the way that you would describe your life in one word right now would be drastically different from how you would have described it, you know, 6 years ago when you were still in the music industry. Like, yeah. our worlds sort of change when we make these life decisions, you know? So mm-hmm. that's why I'm curious to know how you would describe your world right now in one word.
Probably assignment. Like, yeah, I probably would say it as assignment. Like, mm-hmm. I am on assignment, I'm fulfilling the assignment, and I'm walking out the assignment. Like, that's really that one word with what I would use. Like, it's all about, see, I go back to that. I want to get to the end of my life and know I fulfilled my assignment. And now I'm fulfilling that. Like, I feel like, you know, prior to the years and now, I was preparing for the assignment. And now it's like I'm walking it out. So it's like assignment. That's what my life right now would be described as.
Okay. And for someone who is in a position right now similar to what you were going through before, and potentially fearful of change and mixing things up, what would you say is the number one key to embracing change?
Oh, the number one key to embracing change.
For you, from your perspective.
For me, I would say trust. Like, you got to trust the process. You have to trust the process, you have to trust God. Because what I've learned in the last 5 years is that I needed to first become the woman I needed to be in order to do what I've been called to do. And a lot of times we want to do what we've been called to do, but we don't want to work on our character. We want the shortcut. You know, we want the, I just want it now and all this other stuff. So you got to trust. Like, if I could tell myself something else 5 years ago, or someone in my particular situation, I say just trust. Like, just trust the process, because there are things you are going to need. To change and all that, like, there's something that's going to happen on the inside of you that is going to be the most glorious thing, that when you look back at your journey, you're going to be more proud of the woman, the person that you become. You're going to probably be a little bit more proud than that, than your accomplishment. You know what I mean?
That thing,
that person that you become on the journey is priceless. And how else are you going to learn without change? Like, it's really hard to be stuck. I tell people this is like on that hamster wheel of life. Like, you're moving, but you're going nowhere fast. Like, you can't learn, you can't grow. And growing is never comfortable. Like, change is never comfortable. But gosh, the woman that you become on the other end of that, then the skills, the gifts, the talents that you birth, and the tenacity and the perseverance, it's just like you become unstoppable. Like, nobody can tell me anything right now. I'm like, I'm unstoppable. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah. You know? I hear everything you say. That you just really like hit it home right there. Because it's trust, and you said it best. It is a process. It's a process. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people fail to realize when they start the process, that it will be a process. None of this stuff happens overnight. You know, we're looking at changing potentially who we are and growing into the person that we want to be in order to see the kind of results that we want to have. So everything that you said, it's exactly, I feel the same way. Ditto it all.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto it all.
Ditto.
Yeah. I just can't say it enough, because I know from firsthand experience as well. So that's why I'm just like, yes, you are definitely saying exactly what people need to hear. So what would you say, you know, you've gone through this change, you are looking at a new reality, and I know that there's some things that you have to do, especially being an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, to set yourself up. So what would you say was the first thing that you did to proactively put yourself or your business out there to the world? Because that's a whole nother process.
I'm not scared. Like, when it comes to that stuff, I'm just not scared. It's like, go hard or go home. That's me. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to give it my 1,000%, or I'm not going to do it at all. So my first step was literally just, I started small. Like, I wasn't, and working in the music business did help me, because I had a network. So, like, I just started small, and I would have little small events with like-minded women, and I'd reach out to them, and I'd say, hey, this is what you do, this is what I'm doing, and I'd send them links to my website. And then that's again back to the process. The journey will unveil your gift and your assignment and your purpose to you. It was like one thing led me to another that led me to another that led me to another. So one person would say, you know, they would connect me with this person and they said you should do this with that person, and then, you know, ideas would give birth, and then there'd be another event. And then, you know, it's kind of like you just start. So the first, I just started. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. Didn't really have like a solid business plan. I was like, listen, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. Yeah. And I just kind of like put it out there. I wasn't scared, you know, and I just reached out to my network, reached out to the woman that I knew that would support me. That's a really important thing. Surround yourself with people who are going to be like-minded as you. And that's how it started. And people like to get behind other visionaries. When people see you about your stuff and you really not like flaking, then people will support you and then other opportunities come. So I just started by like just putting it out there and just like, you know, inviting people, sharing things with people, and not being afraid to speak up about what I did and you know, about Embrace Her Legacy.
Got it. That makes sense. It's just, mm-hmm. you just have to go for it. Sometimes you just have to, you just go, press go. You may make some mistakes along the way. You will definitely learn, but you just got to start somewhere. You got to go. So mm-hmm. as of now, because this could change, what does success look like for you? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's like a twofold question. Like, okay. I have a net worth of a certain number. Like, there's a certain number net worth that I'm looking toward you. I'm not going to share it because then people will be like, she's crazy. But it definitely has eight figures in it.
All right.
So there's a number of a net worth. But, and you know, those goals of, you know, maybe having like getting that TV show on the OWN network thing, like things like that. But you know, those like goals that you check off your list. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more like I said, going back to that, knowing that my imprint is on the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that when I'm breathing my last breath, and hopefully I'm like in my 90s and I'm still fabulous, you know, but if I can look back on my life and I can say, because what I did made somebody else's life better, because I was willing to do that program, somebody went and started an organization in India that fights the human trafficking of young girls. Because I've embraced a legacy, I was able to pay off somebody's college tuition for the next 4 years. Because I was, you know, obedient to my call, I could be a blessing to someone else and, you know, pay off their rent. Like, because I did this and that book I wrote, you know, now that person is free from the bondage of fear. Like, I want to know that because my life, because I did whatever it is that I've been called to do, I left that imprint on the world, and I know that lives were changed, so that when that final day comes, you know, when I'm no longer here, I can look back and say, I did it. I don't have any regrets. I don't have anything that there's not a dream that I didn't go after. And not only did I go after it, but it impacted the world and I left the mark, you know. And I know that, oh my gosh, she started her business, this person went back to school, and you know, I can hear job well done, my good and faithful servant. Like that's success to me.
Excellent. So you mentioned fear. Did you have any fear in making your decision for change?
Absolutely. Who got
it? Okay. Okay.
I feared everything. I feared rejection. I feared failure. I feared being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I feared it all. And let me tell you what happened. It happened. I was rejected. I did have to get uncomfortable. I did fail. But let me tell you something. The person that I became because of that?
Yeah.
Man, listen, I wouldn't rush to go back and do it again now. You know what I'm saying? I needed to face those fears, because now I know it's kind of like fear is like this bully, you get what I mean, that bullies you in school, mm-hmm. and then one day you have no choice but to stand up for yourself and fight, and then you realize the bully wasn't even that strong, and you knocked him out anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It gives you a different confidence, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, whoa, you know, maybe the bully, like, threw that first punch at you and you got knocked down, but then you got up and you knocked him back out or something. That's what it is. It's like, when you realize, well, you knocked me down, but I got back up. So I dealt with all of those fears, and I kind of just realized that I needed to just do it. Like, for me, the bigger issue for me, what's worse for me, is getting to the end of my life and letting fear stop me, letting fear control me. I could not live with that. I would rather be the person who tried and failed than the person who didn't try at all. Because to be the person who didn't try at all, that scares me 1,000 times more than to be the person who didn't, who tried and failed. I cannot live with that. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Life is too short. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's so many other things. Like, it's really not fear. But fear is a liar. It loves to come and lie to you. So I'm not going to let a liar come in and take what's mine. Yeah. So I'd rather do it scared. I'd rather do it and fail than not do it at all.
Yeah, you just have to take your power over the fear and just keep it go anyway. Yeah. And I know, you know, you obviously had to dig deep and tap into a lot. And I'm sure that's a part of the reason why you wrote your own book, Take the Limits Off Your Life, Off of Your Legacy, A Woman's Guide to Unlock Purpose and Vision. So I want to find out from you, when you were going through your transitions and, you know, you still might have some places where you're working on and whatnot. Was there a book that was helpful for you during your career transition?
It wasn't at the career transition, but at the beginning of working at interning at Atlantic, I was introduced to this book called The Laws of Thinking. And I had never, ever heard about, like, the law of attraction and things like that. And then, you know, my faith in God started growing. So then I started, like, reading my Bible more. But you know, that book, The Laws of Thinking, helped me get into the winner's mindset, because I didn't know that the power of calling those things that be not as they are. I didn't know about, you know, using the power in your thoughts to attract what you wanted. So when I went into work interning at Atlantic, you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to work there. And that kind of, like, was a foundation that I set, that set off a kind of like a winning positive mindset. It wasn't always there. I still struggle with it. Mm-hmm. But that book really helped me. And then, you know, just getting into my word over the years and really reading my word and really reading my Bible, those promises that, you know, I feel like God made to me, that is like my foundation for everything. Like, I'm like, all right, this is what you said. I believe it. I'm going to stand on it. And that's the essence of where my faith comes on to keep on going and to navigate through this thing called life.
Right. That makes sense. And essentially this book, although you didn't necessarily know it at the time, it was helping to set the stage for your next act in life and your thing that you were going to move on to eventually after you got the full-time job and the thing, mm-hmm. the coveted thing that you wanted, mm-hmm. you know, you were still mentally preparing and setting yourself up for the next adventure, really. So that's mm-hmm. great that it really all sort of worked out in your favor. So I know that we've talked a lot about how your professional life has flourished and grown, but we know that when you go through professional life changes, a lot of times there's things that happen in the back end in your personal life. So, I mean, you don't have to tell us all of your personal business, but I am curious, you know, if your personal life was impacted by your professional life decisions.
Absolutely, because what you do in private determines public performance. So before I could even get out in the public and do anything, I had to win privately. I can't say and teach one thing, and behind the doors, I'm something else. You get what I mean?
Absolutely.
So my person kind of went through more of a drastic change. And out of the person I'm becoming, my professional life was a result of the decisions that I had to make and the transitions that were going on in my life personally. So for my professional life, it wasn't, we can't be one thing from 9 to 5 or, you know, an entrepreneur's life is from whenever to whenever, you know, to be somebody else behind closed doors. So for me, my personal life, I had to learn, because I teach and the way I teach comes from a place of passion and it comes from a place of experience. I cannot teach someone else to do something unless I've walked through it. You know, so I cannot teach you certain things because I won't be able, I can't teach somebody. I say this a lot of time, like, I'm not a mom yet right now, right? So if I were to sit down and talk to a mother who's been through labor, I can't relate to her because I'm like, gosh, I don't know what that feels like. But another woman who's gone through them same labor pains can sit and they can go in for hours and talk about that. So the same thing is for me. I cannot talk to you about paying the cost to achieve your dreams if I haven't paid the cost myself. You get what I'm saying? If I don't know what it is to be uncomfortable, if I don't know what it is to not really have the support that you thought you would from everybody around you, if I can't tell you that, if I can't tell you to keep coming, keep going, you're going to look at me and be like, Maria, you had it all easy, breezy, beautiful couple girl. So my personal life, that's where it was like, it kind of like, everything kind of like shifted. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I had to kind of like grow personally and kind of like win the test in private so that then I can share it in public and kind of be a better teacher, a better coach, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when you look back, is there anything that you wish you would have known?
How hard it is.
Probably a laundry list, right?
It's a million things, but I wish I would have known probably that. I wish I would have known. I know this sounds crazy. I wish I would have known how dope I really am. Like, I underestimated myself. You get what I mean? I wish I would have known that I'm going to come out the fire and not get burned. Because there's a lot of times you're in the fire, you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I wish I would have known what was inside of me. I doubted myself. I doubted myself too much. I was like, oh gosh, I wish I would have known the fighter. Like, I wish I would have known that. I wish somebody would have told me, girl, you don't even know. You got to meet who you really are. You know what I mean? Because at the beginning, I was so, I had the passion, but at the same time, I felt so like, can I really do this? You know, I was so concerned about who was saying what and what. And now I'm just like, somebody would have just told me, listen, you about to meet who you really are, and you're going to love her. So chill out and relax and enjoy the ride. that's what I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known who I, like, you know, that I wish I would have known that everything I needed was already inside of me. That's what I wish I would have known.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. And that's an excellent point for all of our listeners too, because a lot of people are going through transitional times and sometimes you're so busy searching for what you think you don't have, but you're already dope. You're already a dynamic woman. You just have to allow it to shine and put it out there more and get that fearlessness behind yourself so that you won't be timid about things and you can really, really shine and be unstoppable. So
yes.
You know, we talk a lot about, you know, living in, and I think that we're both on the same page in the sense that when you're talking about making professional changes, it has to come from the personal. And whether you like it or not, if you really want to make significant changes, your personal life will go through some changes first. Your personal being will go through some changes, and then it'll automatically impact the professional as a result. So what's the one thing that that lets you know right now that you're living life on your terms, like you're living life according to her?
You know, it's those little winks from heaven. That's what I call it. Like, it's those little winks from heaven, like those little God winks, like little things that'll happen. And they happen every day, all of the time. You just got to look for them, you know, whether it's a little email from one of my students or one of my mentees, or it's the coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences at all. You know, it's the coincidences that happen, quote unquote, you know, the people that will come in and will tell you exactly what you need, when you need to hear it, or will affirm the thoughts that you were having, or will come and tell you, girl, you're crazy. You better keep on going because a breakthrough is coming. Those winks from heaven, you know, that's what I call them. It's like these little winks that God is kind of trying to tell you, I got you. You're on the right track. So those little like coincidences, those things that happen on a day by day level. And then recently, there's a woman that I'm not going to say her name because you know I don't want to name drop, but she's on this great platform right now. She's on this television show, and she was featured in a magazine, a national magazine, out of a result of her coming and volunteering at one of the Embrace a Legacy events. She actually met an editor from that magazine and told her story, and she got that national feature, and then her like business blew up. So when I see her on TV now, I'm like, had I not done that event, you know, and went through all the hell and hot water it took to make that event, this woman wouldn't be on the planet. Not to say like,
I know what you're saying, but you're right. No, take credit for it. Look, take credit for it because you're right.
It's like, had I not obeyed the call, had I not been faithful enough to the call, this woman is literally transforming lives all over this world, and that became because a servant over here was like, okay, God, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it, and look what was birthed out of that. See, things like that show me those winks from heaven, and I'm like, wow, look what happens. Because, see, I tell people this all the time. Your purpose, you living in it, is not about you. It's about the lives that you've been called to serve with your gifts, the talents, the abilities, and the people who are waiting for you to do what you have been called to do. That right there, that is my confirmation. When I know that I see other people winning because I decided to do this thing, come on now. You're not telling me I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right. You can see that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I think I know exactly who you're talking about. And if you guys want to try your hand at figuring out who Maria is talking about that's on that television show right now, as a result of coming to one of her events and making that connection, you better be sure to follow Embrace Her Legacy on Instagram. You better be sure to go to the EmbraceHerLegacy.com website and check it out, because you know what? You might figure out who that woman is, and you might figure out where you can help yourself to start getting on your journey to embracing your legacy, and where you can be a part of what the wonderful things that Maria is over there doing. And Maria, you're based in New York, right?
Yes, I'm based in New York.
Okay, so all of the New York listeners, be sure to check out Embrace Her Legacy. Look out for the events they have coming up. Look out for all the great stuff that is really set to empower and help you and assist you along the way on your journey. And thank you so much, Maria, for all of your wonderful wisdom and knowledge and sharing with us and being so open and candid with us. We love it. Appreciate having you.
No problem.
Alrighty, guys. So thank you again to Maria of Embrace Her Legacy. Like I said, be sure to check out the EmbraceHerLegacy.com to keep up with everything they have going on. And thanks for hanging out with me. Until next time, keep killing it.